This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A good day program, so let's see if we can find some things that are good to discuss on today's program. Today being the 16th of June and all, it's Thursday. You've joined Doug's... thing. I just did a large part of conversation that people have, not only about events, but because there are great sort of measurement techniques that are used
surveys.
The program of those are the host and the guests and yada yada. Yeah, surveys. So, Jay, did you know that I'm looking at the top 10 languages? I was exposed yesterday to the superintendent of schools, and we had principals and students talking about the school year on that TV show that I do for the locals here. And we were talking about the languages that are being taught or used here in Framingham, which is a very diverse community. So out of curiosity, I just kind of nosed around a little bit to see what was going on across the country in terms of what languages are being taught, where the interest is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so the top 10 languages that are being requested in, I'm talking about when you go to school, these are the languages that people want to learn. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Top 10. I suppose if I'd have been smart, I would have said to Phil, get me the big voiced announcer with the top 10 voices at number 10.
Do you want a drum roll?
Yeah. Ooh, very good. Big time radio at its finest. The most, let's see, again, this year, the 10th most requested language to learn on Duolingo. Sounds like Dua Lipa with a little...
I knew you were going to go there.
Okay. Number 10 on the list is Portuguese.
Okay. That makes sense. Yep.
Number 9 on the list is Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8 on the list, again, remember, this is the languages being, the youngsters going to public schools, these are the languages they're requesting be taught, and big systems, small systems. Chinese is number 8. Korean is number 7. Italian is number 6.
All right, that adds up.
Japanese, 5. Mm-hmm. German, 4. And then the rest are what it's always been. French, Spanish, and English. All right? Those are the top. Look at the different, the interest in Asian languages. Chinese and Korean and Japanese.
Yeah. I feel like anything, in Russian included, anything that has different letters. So it's like you're not just learning the language. You have to learn a whole new alphabet as well.
Yeah, right. Okay, now. Let's see here. As long as we're doing surveys, I just figure, okay, today can be in part survey day.
Survey says,
I'd love to do that program. I would love to have been the host of Family Feud. It would have been a blast and a half.
I could see that. Yeah, you. I think that would have, if you were to be a game show host, I think that would have definitely been your forte.
I had a chance to do that in the 19... It was 89 or 90 or 91, somewhere. No, it was, it may have been 94. I don't remember. Somebody from Goodson Todman, came to me and said, you want to host this game show? I said, yeah, let's do it. And when is it? And, it was good money and it would have been fun, but it was in the summertime and it was 21 days. They tape, it takes 21 days of taping and they spread it out over the entire summer. And I said, geez, if I do that, I'm going to ruin my farm. I can't not be on the farm. So I said, no. Now, looking back at it, would I have done it differently today? Yeah, I think so. I think probably I would have. But yeah, that was then and now is now. So anyway, the cities where Uber is used more than anything else. All right, where more calls come in for people to hire an Uber. You ready?
Okay.
And then their ratings. Maybe more. I ought to probably concentrate on the ratings. Highest ratings for Uber are in Nashville, number one.
When they want to show up.
St. Louis, two. Kansas City is three. Charlotte is four. San Antonio is five. Tampa is six. Las Vegas, seven. Salt Lake, eight. Sacramento, nine. And Portland, 10.
Did you say LA?
No. Those are the cities that rate Uber the highest. Now, here are the cities that rate Uber the lowest. Ready? Ready.
Ready.
New York. Philadelphia. Boston. Washington. Baltimore. Chicago. Minneapolis. Seattle, San Francisco, and back to the drum roll. The number one city that ranks Uber worst is Los Angeles.
Wow. My personal experiences are completely opposite.
Really?
I have never had a poor experience with Uber in LA. In fact, when I can't find my way to the location, the Uber driver has always been absolutely fantastic, very patient. And in Nashville, half the time you're waiting for the Uber and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, why are they going in the opposite direction? Then your Uber gets canceled and you have to go get a new one. Like they just don't want to show up or they find a ride that's, you know what, this is a better option for me.
I found Lyft. My son put me onto this. You know, when I'm in L.A., I leave my car at my son's house. So when I get off the plane, I take a Lyft to go to his house to pick up my car. And at the end of the week or weekend or whatever, I leave it, go back to Brendan's house, leave the thing there, and we'll sit and visit with Jasper for a while, and then he'll call a Lyft. Because they haven't had good luck with Uber, and I haven't either, frankly. Whenever I'm on my own, Brendan gets the Lyft for me when I'm at his house. But if I'm on my own, I find Lyft. Where was the last time I used it? I was in Dallas. I don't know, someplace where it was so easy. I found it that I know what it was. I had when I was going to Palm Beach and the plane got canceled. I had to go to Miami. I hired a Lyft, and it was so easy. I had to change the credit card and all that stuff. When I'd had the same experience at Uber, couldn't go through the machinations of changing the credit card. You know me. I don't have much patience for that kind of stuff. So I gave up. This guy, he didn't speak a lick. He didn't speak a lick of English, but he knew I wanted to go. I put into the Lyft. The exact address of where I was going, and 48 minutes later, Palm Beach County, bingo, I was there. And it was a nice, clean car. He was very polite. And so, you know, that's what people remember, frankly, don't you think?
Yeah, and whether or not they have, like, water and snacks or anything for you, you can tell that somebody was smoking in the car.
Okay. The Disney folks in the news for a couple of different things today, pushing back their announcement in Florida. They were going to move a number of people from Disneyland in Florida to Disneyland in California to Disney World in Florida. Over the next 3 years, they're going to put like 3,000 or 4,000 people, but they've stopped because of what Governor Ron DeSantis has done in that, education law, the parental rights education law, and also the taxes and stuff. You know, there's been this whole big thing about don't say gay in Florida. Can't say gay. Don't say gay. That's a law. And so there's a thing, I don't know if you follow this enough, but this law bans instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity through the third grade. And that's why it's called the Don't Say Gay law. The relocation of employees to Florida was part of what they were doing. They're building a new campus that's attached to the Orlando facility. And so, you know, there's been a lot of hubbub with Disney, and Governor DeSantis has not exactly been their friend. So the state apparently is going to take over one of these developments that Disney's just stopped doing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is an interesting political game of chess, I think, don't you? I mean, under the circumstances.
And it's one of those things. It's the controversial law is, it's called the Parents' Rights in Education Bill. Of course, opponents are calling it the Don't Say Gay Bill. And caused the whole delay to be moved to, what, 2026? I think they're hoping that the situation either settles or things change, or maybe there's somebody else that comes to office. But here's the thing. Regardless of this bill, sexual orientation, gender identification, why is that even anything to be discussed for kids of a certain age? Just let them be kids. They shouldn't even be worried about any of that stuff.
Yeah, I think that we're really messing kids up.
Let kids play.
Big time.
And forget the whole, like, well, only boys can only play with this, or girls can only play with this. Just knock that all off. Let kids play with whatever they want to play with.
Messing things
up. What they want to play.
Speaking of, thank you for that correct English.
Yeah, I got you.
the fact that all this hubbub causes people to pay attention to Ron DeSantis, a lot of people want him to run for president next time around, and I'm sure he's going to run. So his latest supporter is none other than Elon Musk, who says he, and this is pretty interesting, actually, Jay, I think the fact that he would, you know, most people think that he's a liberal. I don't know why they think he's a liberal, and how do you make up your mind? Can you tell by looking at someone? Sometimes. Bobby Long. Remember, we had the story last week about this Congressman Bobby Long, who said women are at fault. That guy, and you can figure he just crawled out of a hole somewhere. So anyway, but with the Musk, I think a lot of people thought he was. Anyway, he said he was leaning toward supporting DeSantis in the presidential election. Well, that can mean a lot of different things, but mostly to guys like DeSantis, it means ka-ching when it comes to the campaign, right? Lots of money. So we'll see how that gets cultivated. Anyway, a little forward focus here at 18 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay
when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's time for us to check out what's going on in the trending department, social media. Our connections are on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, you can find us on Good Day On Air. You can find all the downloads, the info on the program at gooddayshow.com. We have been talking a lot in the last week or so about the research done by the National Organizational Administration, whatever, NOAA and NASA. NOAA and NASA. Sounds like a couple, right?
Right.
About CO2 levels and how they are the same now as they were 4 million years ago. So what have some of the comments been from some of our listeners?
Yeah, it really was an astounding study that you found, Doug, where they're now comparable again to what they were that long ago before humans were running around and things, technology and machinery and all of that. So Dan Myers says, so 4 million years ago, the climate change and ocean levels fell 5 to 25 meters. And in other words, the climate will change humans or no humans.
Correctamundo. Right. That's
pretty
true.
Interesting. Yep. Brian Linetti had a really well put comment saying, sadly, real information from that long back is open to interpretation, but even saying it is correct, it would show the Earth goes through natural cycles of change. This is a fact we do know, but we never always talk about. Now, what causes these is also open to interpretation. We know volcanic activity has had major effects as well as other natural events. Man's true effect is really small. We give ourselves so much credit. We give ourselves too much credit. Man is a speck in time to this planet. We cannot control it any more than we control the weather.
Yep, bingo bango, food for thought. All right, Andy Cohen apologizes for an interesting remark. We'll get to that after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
All right, so you can have it. You can nail this one. Andy Cohen apologized for doing what?
Yeah, he was hosting Watch What Happens Live, and Kyle Richards was on, and he asks, apparently, what was a personal conversation that she didn't know? Yes, she was from the Housewives of Beverly Hills. He says, "How is the breast reduction surgery working out?" And she's like, thanks for letting everybody know, Andy. I didn't tell anybody about this. Uh-huh. She had it 3 weeks ago, and she did say that she never had implants. She had double Ds, no implants. She basically just didn't want to wear a bra anymore, so she asked the surgeon to minimize them down a little bit. And then she was a good sport about it. She was like, "I can't wait to share more things with more personal and private information with you, Andy." So, and he looked mortified. He apologized. He didn't realize that it wasn't public knowledge.
Yeah. Well, I find it interesting that men are so fascinated with those silly things. 28 past the hour.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
American Heart Association Health Beat. I'm Mariah Hopperman. It's important to stay safe while having fun in the water. Dr. Annie Ahrens, emergency medicine physician at Hennepin County Medical Center in Minneapolis, is here with water safety tips.
This summer, be sure to teach your children water safety and make sure everyone in your family is trained in hands-only CPR. If you have a pool, be sure to install fencing with self-closing gates at least 4 feet high to separate the pool from the house and the yard.
Drowning is the second leading cause of death in children aged 1 to 4.
If this emergency occurs, the American Heart Association recommends calling 911 and administering rescue breaths along with chest compressions. Make sure you have a family safety plan, learn to swim, and remember life jackets. Half of all boating deaths could be prevented with their use.
Find out where you can learn hands-only CPR and get additional water safety tips at heart.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two American veterans from Alabama who are helping Ukraine fight against Russia are missing amid reports they've been captured by Russian-backed separatists. Relatives of 27-year-old Andy Hwin and 39-year-old Alexander Druk have been in contact with the state's congressional offices seeking information about the men's whereabouts. If confirmed, they would be the first U.S. citizens taken into custody after going to Ukraine's aid. The Supreme Court on Wednesday dismissed an effort by attorneys general to mount a legal defense of a Trump-era immigration restriction, directed federal immigration authorities to deny U.S. entry and green card requests of immigrants who are likely to become reliant on government money. Retired U.S. District Judge Vanessa Gilmore on CBS News.
The justices were not going to actually address the merits of that issue, whether or not the public charge law was constitutional or not.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Taiwan sees a very threatening China these days. Taiwan Foreign Minister Joseph Wu told Newsmax overnight his country is preparing to be invaded.
For 2 weeks with its aircraft strike group, Liaoning, and they have also conducted air exercises around Taiwan, especially in southern part of our ADIZ. And in several occasions, they also crossed the medium line of the Taiwan Strait, which has been safeguarding status quo and peace and stability over this area for years. And moreover, their spokesperson for the PLA has spoken about the medium line of the Taiwan Strait does not exist because Taiwan is part of China. And very recently, their Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson also talked about Taiwan as part of China, and therefore, the Taiwan Strait is not an international water. So if we put all this together, we see a very threatening China these days.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced the United States will contribute an additional $1 billion in security assistance to Ukraine following President Biden's phone call with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
This package also includes $650 million in Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative funds, and that will help Ukraine defend itself with two additional Harpoon coastal defense systems and thousands of secure radios and night vision devices and thermal sights and other optics.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the 16th of June. We were just talking about the amount of money. I was looking at one of the trades, how much money is going to be spent on advertising political campaigns. Already, like $500 million or something has been spent, some ludicrous amount on just the primaries. And maybe that's a good thing, because there's recognition
about the primary system, or maybe I'm just involved in wishful thinking, Jay. You know how I feel about the political realities of people voting. People say, oh, I vote, you know, they put those voting stickers on, I voted, after you go to the main election. Well, that's all well and good. Swell, let's encourage people to do that. But what really happens in our system is that the real decisions are made in the primary season and not necessarily in November. So as we continue, we had some this past Tuesday have primaries in sometimes 4, 5, 6, 7 states on the same day now through September. So if you don't get out and vote in those, you're missing the boat, because that's where the real, if you want to eliminate the crazies, then you do it in the primary. If the primary people get out to vote, people who are devoted to the crazies, they get out and vote. The people who don't really know who the crazies are, they don't get out and vote in the primary. Oh, yeah, we can make our selection in November. No, you can't, really. There's not much of a choice by the time you get to November. The real choices are in the primary, when there are usually 4, 5, 6 people running for the same slot.
You're basically picking the lesser of two evils, but nonpartisan. To add to that, nonpartisan people, we can't vote in the primaries because we're not registered with a specific political party. The primaries, you can only vote within your party. So if you're not,
that's why you register. You can register and then change your affiliation if you want to. If you feel strongly about a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate, then you register to vote and then you delist yourself from whatever party, if that's what you want to do. But that's what happened in Georgia this year. A lot of people who are independents or Democrats registered as Republicans to make sure that some of the crazies didn't get in, didn't get voted in. And people say, oh, see, that's why the Trump candidates lost, because those dirty Democrats got in there and they cheated. No, they just used their heads. You know, you figure out how the system works. I was talking earlier about taping this local television program that I do here in Framingham, and one of the questions of the superintendent had to do with civics. Civics is now being taught again in our public schools. I don't know where it is around the country, but back to civics. And as a matter of fact, we had one of the ladies, youngsters from high school. I think she was a freshman in high school. No, she was an eighth grader. She had taken civics, and they had a special civics project that she did, and she won the civics prize. And all of this was obviously aimed at highlighting what the students are learning about civics, about how the country runs, about how, you know, people kind of blend and mold together, and how the activities of voting work, that sort of thing. What makes your local city function, your town function, your state function? That hasn't been taught for a long time, since we went to war with Afghanistan and Iraq. All that money was taken out for civics, for music, for phys ed, so we could certainly go to war and get the bad guys in Iraq. Oh, wait a minute. There were no bad guys. Well, there was one bad guy, Saddam Hussein. So we only spent $3 trillion to get him. Meanwhile, civics and English was still taught, as music and art stuff and phys ed all went down the drain because we had to go get the bad guys out of Iraq. There you go. Did you know, from the interesting fact department, Jay, that there are only 3 countries in the world that are entirely surrounded by one other country?
One country.
3 countries.
So it's like this country sits inside the other country, but it's a separate country.
Right. It's kind of like landlocked, you know.
But landlocked by one country.
There are 2 of them in Italy. Want to take a guess at what they are?
Is it Vatican City?
Yep. Yay, she gets the prize. Vatican City is a completely independent country that exists, that has its own rules, regulations, government, everything, but it exists inside Rome in Italy. And there's another community in Italy, San Marino, which is a microstate in the northeast part of the Alps, in where kind of Germany and France and Italy all come together. So that's the second one. The world's other enclave nation is Lesotho, L-E-S-O-T-H-O. Yeah, I know. You never heard of it, and I never did either. A country in South Africa which is independent because it's surrounded by mountains. Very hard to get in and very hard to get out. So
wow.
It just exists.
That is so impressive. I honestly did not. Well, I knew about Vatican City in a way, but I didn't fully realize that they were their own country. But I did that. I know landlocked countries, but to be landlocked by only one country, not multiple, like numerous countries. That
Mondo Bizarro, right? It is.
Yeah.
Right.
You learn something new every day.
I hope so. That's what this program is all about. Okay. Speaking of learning new things, did you know the history of orangutans? You know what an orangutan is, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay. So they are not, you don't want to be in a cage. If they're not in a cage, they're okay. But you put them in a cage and they're very aggressive, especially with humans. So the latest story, the latest example of that, a fellow learning, these orangutans are big, by the way. They're giant apes, big.
Yeah, this they have kind got, of like that brownish-orange long hair.
Yeah. There was a fellow that saw an orangutan in a, I'm trying to figure out where this was, in a zoo someplace.
It was a zoo, was it in... Oh, it was a public zoo or a private zoo? I know the story. Hey, this orangutan, dude got way too close, and he looked like a rad doll to what this orangutan was doing to him. His friends were even trying to pull him away from it, and did he try to pet it or something at first? Or
I'm not sure.
I can't remember if the orangutan grabbed the guy's arm or leg, but he flew.
You got it very strong.
This is a wild video.
Yeah, you can see it's all over social media. Let's see. Here's another
story. It was in Indonesia.
Okay. Here's the story from Florida. A lot of Florida stuff going on today. A man attacked by a 7-foot alligator outside a motel. Guy thought it was a dog.
Oh, yeah. He went outside to have a cigarette, and he heard something rustling. He didn't see it at first. He just heard something rustling in the bushes and thought maybe it was a dog. So when he got closer...
Good luck
to
him.
So scary.
Yeah, right. And in Switzerland, the zoo owners in the National Zoo, I'm going to try to pronounce it, Tropiquarium, I think that's how it's pronounced. It's in Switzerland. Anyway, they have a new phenomenon of nature there. They have a new tortoise, an albino Galapagos tortoise. These are the big ones. Did you see the pictures of this?
I did. It's so pretty with its beady red eyes.
Yeah.
It is really cute.
What are the chances? We had a, I remember once an albino calf being born on the farm. And a friend of mine was telling me that there was one born in a farm not far from here recently. And what happens, an albino calf is blind. Oftentimes people who are albinos are also blind or close to being blind. So I'm wondering whether this albino tortoise is also blind. Don't know the story, but I wonder if that's the case. I guess it would make sense.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't know that. Blind? I didn't know that about...
So two things you found out today you didn't know.
Albinism, yeah.
Woo-hoo. Very good. All right.
Where's my PhD of random knowledge? I feel like you have equipped me with so much, Doug Steffen.
That's what you get, Ron. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a moment, how Jennifer Aniston helps Courtney Cox celebrate her birthday right after this.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you were live too and buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're at 47 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay has the scoop on what Jenna. That sounds like I'm on Extra, right? The scoop. Mario Lopez has the scoop on Jennifer Aniston. We don't need Mario Lopez. We got Jay. So, Jay, what happened?
Yeah, how you like your mouse later.
Yeah. All right, so... what did she give to her friend? They are best friends, right, Courtney Cox?
They are, yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. They met on the TV series Friends, and it was just such an instant connection. They've continued that friendship in a BFF way for so long. And so Jennifer Aniston, who is 53, made sure that her friend, who she calls lovingly Cece, Courtney Cox, celebrate her 58th birthday. In such a great way, she shared the special throwback photo of the two hugging on her Instagram. She says, happy birthday, Cece. I love you so much. She also,
you can tell they're friends when they're in public. You really, you could always tell they were friends.
Uh-huh.
Always.
They're such a lovey-dovey relationship, and it's not just in the romantic sense. Even
they're just good friends.
It's just that you can tell. It's like palpable how much they just genuinely love.
So who's
love,
that the person in your life? Who's the other woman? I know when Victoria and Jennifer and you were all together and we had our celebration of the Gracies, it seemed like you all had been friends for life.
Yes, and that's how it felt. And the crazy thing was, that was our first time meeting each other in person. And it just felt like it was a high school reunion almost.
Yeah,
of best kind of getting best together.
Yeah, right. That's a nice thing to do. By the way, just out of curiosity, I just Googled this Kingdom of Lesotho. They declared their independence in 1966, and they have 799 people that live there. So there you go. Another fact that's worth something, but I'm not sure how much. 10 before the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I could be a background singer. Maybe not today, but I could practice, Chuck. What do you think? Me as a background singer, does that work?
Let me think about it. I'll get back to you sometime around Christmas, so let you know.
Thank you very much. All right, so why is Chuck Curry, as we get into movie moments, interested in Grease? Was it the same theme, by the way, for both Grease 1 and Grease 2?
Ask Jay about Grease 2. She's an expert on Grease 2. I am not.
I think it's the same, right, Jay? Isn't it?
Yeah, essentially just gender swapped, where it was the girl was kind of like the more of the rebellious one, and the guy was more clean cut.
It was a flop, and it's flat, and it's uninspired. But some people like Jay do like this film. Having said that, reason we play that song is from the original Grease in 1978, which was based on a musical which came out in 1971, came out this day, movie history, June 16, 1978, went on to become the number one grossing film at the box office. I remember when I was a kid, a lot of people in my neighborhood would go see Grease multiple times. I'm talking 10, 20, 30 times.
Wow.
The theater. And here's the interesting movie footnote. John Travolta was 24 when he filmed it, and Olivia Newton-John was 30 when she filmed it playing high school kids. But it worked. It's a very good movie. It's still, to this day, extremely entertaining. One of the best movie musicals, I think, of all time. And did very well.
As I like going to the movies, I've never seen either one of those movies. Neither.
Oh, you're missing out.
In 1978, you had Grease, most popular film. Superman, the movie, was, I think, number two. And then Animal House, also in the top five movies. Yep, yeah. Very popular.
How in the world could you survive in this world without having seen Animal House? Seriously. in a cultural way, in a cultural sense, how could you not have been exposed to Animal House in one way, speaking of exposed, in one way or another? All right, as far as musicals are concerned, Chucker, did you see Emma Thompson is going to play Miss Trunchbull in Matilda the Musical? But if you look at her, she says she's channeling her inner villain for
it's
her
a movie,
role.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I think they released the trailer yesterday. I didn't watch it. I saw it on YouTube. I watched it today. Listen, I loved Matilda the movie. Danny DeVito starred and directed that with his wife, Rhea Perlman. I loved that film. It was an awesome, very entertaining movie. Really good.
There was one out in 1996 with somebody named Mara Wilson. I don't know who she was.
Yeah, but, that was a little girl. She was a little girl from Miss Doubtfire. But Danny DeVito directed that movie. It was really, really, really good. It's based on a Roald Dahl, same author as Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
D-A-H-L.
Source material. Here's an interesting bit of movie news. Dakota Fanning, who starred when she was 10 years old opposite Denzel Washington in the hit movie Man on Fire, signing on to co-star alongside Denzel again in Equalizer 3. She's now 28 years of age. She had great chemistry. She was one of, I think, the best child actress of my generation, Dakota Fanning.
A side story. My daughter had her for 2 years in English when she was in high school and said she was the most delightful young woman. She was courteous. She was gone a lot because she was filming.
Right. She was huge in the business.
Right. She was very popular with the other children in the class, in the class. She wasn't she wasn't a jerk. And Megan still is in touch with her today. They correspond from time to time. Yeah, it's true. I think that the reason I tell you the story isn't because of my daughter. I'm telling you the story because a lot of people think child actors and actresses go off the deep end and they become difficult. And apparently Dakota Fanning is just the opposite. So that's nice.
Well, listen, it really is an interesting dichotomy because anybody, you know, at that age, 10 years old, doing major motion pictures, you're dealing with the stress of an adult, and yet you're 10. I mean, there is massive responsibility. She also is thought opposite Tom Cruise in the Spielberg movie War of the Worlds. So she had a really good
career. The Von Trapp children back together after 60 years.
Wow.
They were there to celebrate Julie Andrews' 86th birthday. They came to Los Angeles. I thought that was pretty interesting. All these kids who they apparently have been in touch over the years. And so they took pictures with them all together. They had an evening, a gala tribute last week at the AFI Lifetime Achievement Award. They went to celebrate Julie Andrews. I thought that was very nice of them. Yeah.
One other thing. This day in movie history, 1960, Psycho premiered in New York City. Anthony Perkins, Janet Leigh. What I love about that movie is they take the main character, kill her off. That worked. People lined up around city blocks to see Psycho back in 1960.
Great. 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.